And now, weeks before the deluge of end-of-the-year best and worst lists, we turn to Nicholas Klee, who is editor of The Bookseller. That's a British literary trade magazine, and every year it names the oddest book title of the year. Mr. Klee, how did the magazine get involved in determining the oddest title of the year?
Well, we've been writing about this competition since 1978. And originally, it was to spot the oddest title on display at the Frankfurt Book Fair. But over the years, we've expanded it, and now it includes odd titles that people have spotted in any place.
Well, back in 1978, I guess the first winner of this Oddest Title of the Year award set a standard for oddness.
Well, it did, actually. The title was Proceedings of the Second International Workshop on Nude Mice. Ask me what nude mice are,
I
will spoil the fun.
I won't. And after that, some other favorites of yours that have won the best title in years past?
Well, sex is quite a favorite theme. The second winner was The Madam as Entrepreneur, Career Management in House Prostitution. And there was then something called Oral Sadism and the Vegetarian Personality. But the theme of rather recondite branches of science has also provided a number of other entries. For instance, there was a winner called The Theory of Lengthwise Rolling.
Well, let's move on. I won't ask you what lengthwise rolling is. Perhaps you can tell us what the finalists were this year.
There's a book called Fancy Coffins to Make Yourself. There's a book called Teabag Folding. Then there is a book called The Art and Craft of Pounding Flowers. No paint, no ink, just a hammer, it advertises. And then there is one called The Flat-Footed Flies of Europe. And there is one called Lightweight Sandwich Construction.
Well, you've built up to the winner for this year. None of the above, but the winner was?
Butterworth's Corporate Manslaughter Service.
Butterworth's Corporate Manslaughter Service.
What it really is a title offering legal advice to firms who might be at risk from litigation. But, of course, it does suggest stories. You wonder about what such a service would be and what it might offer. And then you can start to imagine how you might want to employ people from this service. And then you might start to imagine which of your colleagues you might like to use this service on.
Nicholas Klee, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Nicholas Klee, the editor of The Bookseller and the administrator of the annual Oddest Book Titles of the Year competition, spoke to us from London.